Very excited for today's edition. Thank you guys for listening. Today I'd like to welcome our special guest, JD, who's the president of Intellisys, a scan source company. So John and JD, welcome to the show. And with me, as always, I have Clarum DSL's CEO, Scott Gilbert. So really excited about the session. We're going to really talk about channel, really the basis behind the technology evolution within the channel. And so wanted to have JD come on and give his perspective and obviously the long history. So JD, I'd love to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself and talk to our audience.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew and Scott, both. Thanks for having me. We're so excited about the partnership with Calero, and it's pretty new to us, like in the last year or whatever it has been. ScanSource Intellisys is excited to go to market with your company because it's just so unique and so different and so relevant in today's world. So thanks for having me on. Yeah, I grew up in the channel, so I'm the president of Intellisys and Modern Communications at ScanSource, and that means that I have all of our pretty much routes to market from a communication perspective, from a partner standpoint. So our VARs, our MSPs, our agents, etc. You guys may know that ScanSource has been in business for 30 years. And so we started out in that on-prem world, primarily with Avaya and then Cisco. I owned for over a decade one of the largest VARs in that ecosystem. So I've known ScanSource my whole life, literally my whole business life. And then after I sold that company, I went into the supplier side and met a company called Intellisys. And my first day on the job, Intellisys's president at the time, Jay Bradley, came out and said, "Hey, you got to sign a non-disclosure agreement. We're selling the company to a company you never heard of called ScanSource." And I literally thought I was being punked. I'm like, what? I know those guys. I knew more about those guys than anybody in the room. And so they came after me about a year ago, 14 months ago, and said, "Hey, we want you to come home and bring this thing together." And so we had this unique hybrid distribution opportunity to bring together the recurring world with the old world of on-prem communications, et cetera, digital, hardware, the whole kit and caboodle. So excited to be here, excited to be with you guys, and look forward to a really healthy relationship together moving forward.
Yeah, really appreciate it, JD, and thank you for that intro. So, to kind of kick it off, I'm going to kick it off with a real softball. JD, what is channel? It means so many things to different people. How do you define it? And how do you, kind of explain it as you talked about all the different areas that ScanSource and Intellisys play in? It's, what is channel to you?
I always talk about channel as a force multiplier. Any business, your business, any of the big suppliers, it's healthy to have a direct business for sure. Like you have to. You have to have that hands-on approach to some of your biggest, baddest, bestest customers, et cetera. You want to stay close to them. You don't really need a middleman. You don't need somebody in between. You dedicate resources to them, et cetera. But what about everybody else? It's always been common sense to me that why would I go and try to, catch 10 fish in a day when I can hire 20 people to fish one fish each for me? And that's really the channel. It's a force multiplier. It's alternative routes to market. It's the ability to touch customers in a different way. I can tell you when I was a VAR back in the day, suppliers would come in and my customer would sit there and listen and shake their head and, really, "Oh, that's awesome. That's a great offering." And the door would close and the supplier would leave and they would look at me and say, "What do I do?" And that's the power of the channel. It's that a relationship with a customer at a level that most suppliers can't get to because you have so much to do and so much on your plate. And so it's growing, it's important, it's significant, and now even more significant based on us coming out of this pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Scott, we've decided to make some intentional investments that we maybe not. Why do you see the benefits of the channel as JD laid out well, and why are we going to the channel now?
Yeah. So first I'll do what I always do, which is not answer your question initially.
Yeah, I figured.
And I will say, welcome, JD. Really appreciate you coming on with us. Now I'll get to your question. So look, I have an affinity for the channel. I think, JD and I had a conversation a few weeks ago. My relationship with Intellisys dates back close to two decades now. And it was 15 years ago when I was at a CLEC that, you know, we used IntelliSys for all sorts of things, and I saw the value of it. And I think when some people see that we make an investment in, let's say, the channel, they're saying, all right, well, they're trying to de-risk their sales approach. And to me, that has absolutely nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with what JD says, which is, I don't want to tell the customer how they buy from us. If they want to buy direct, great. If they prefer direct relationships, fantastic. If they've got a trusted advisor and a partner or a channel partner like IntelliSys, great. I don't want to put a restriction on it. So from my perspective, it is about being easy to do business with. And sometimes when that trusted relationship already exists with a company like ScanSource IntelliSys, great. We're going to make the investment in that. We're going to enable the channel partners that sit underneath that umbrella to be able to bring those customers to us and do business with us, which makes it easier for the customer. And that's, from my perspective, that's what it's all about.
Andrew, if I could just add one thing onto that, just because it's so well said, it's the same approach we take with our partners, our customers, which is our partners, right? Scott said it so well. We don't really care how you go to market. You could be a VAR, an MSP, an agent. Do your thing, however you want to do it, but just do it with us. And so it's the same type of approach that you take with your customers that we as the largest TSD and most relevant take with our partners. So same thing.
No, absolutely. And thank you guys for that. You know, one of the things I've seen throughout my career in technology is a massive evolution in the channel. And I think, you know, now it's continuing to evolve. We've seen consolidation with what IntelliSys and ScanSource have done. There's been other things that happened. So, JD, how are you seeing it evolve in your time there, and kind of where is it at now?
Yeah, I would say two things. Number one, consolidation is here, and it's relevant. It's a natural way of things in any business industry. And we're seeing suppliers, we're seeing agents, we're seeing VARs, MSPs, kind of team up, combine. We're seeing private equity come in for the first time ever. Why? Because the returns are big enough now that it makes sense. And that's why they're coming now. So consolidation is super relevant. I think, again, not to go back to a horrible topic, but this pandemic really accelerated things. I think the move to the cloud was already in progress and crossing that chasm with SMB trying to get to the enterprise. But I think the pandemic sped it up. My friend Jay McBain told me that In the first 90 days of the pandemic, there was $15 billion a week spent globally in digital transformation. And you can't do that direct, guys. Like, it's not possible. And so I think, Scott, that's what happened, right? I think that stuff accelerated everything.
So we kind of talked about, you know, the evolution of channel. Where do you see it going, JD?
I see a lot of different things happening as the channel evolves. I definitely see it growing, and so I am not of the mindset that it's all going to be a marketplace. People want the human element, and they trust their channel partners. I always say to our partners, where there's mystery, there's margin. And as things get more confusing, as there's more offers, there are more programs, customers need help. And so I see consolidation continuing. It doesn't mean there's going to be four superpowers. I think there's going to be a lot of channel partners out there in all different veins. But I just see it growing as companies grow and as options become, you know, more available. They're going to need partners, those trusted consultants, to help them figure it out.
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, just real quick to add on to that, I think one of the things that I've seen in a lot of channel, what I'll say are small agents, is that those small agents, they foster a business that is very intimate with their customers and often limited in size. And then they get to a point where they can't take on more customers. So what they want to do is now be able to offer that customer more. And I think that's where that master agent relationship really comes into it. So now they can maintain that base of customers, continue that trusted relationship, you know, be the advisor, but then be able to say, hey, I can keep growing my business because now I can offer you this service or that service or TEM, which is a great idea. But that helps that sort of small agent really continue to grow their business without losing that personal touch with their sort of limited base of customers.
It's really a great point. And I have to say that that's the biggest difference between us and our competition. We are publicly traded. We're very well capitalized. We've been in the game longer than anybody else. If you add all of them up, they weren't going to hit the levels that we're at today. And I say that a little bit of a chest thumper, but I say it because we can offer programs and capital and education and enablement that the competition can't. So, Scott, we're never going to, you know, never say never. I can say this for a fact. We're never going to buy agencies and stack them up and that sort of thing, but we will invest in them. And so we're loaning out money. We give them money to buy, to make acquisitions, to fund headcount, to put new strategies in place, whatever they come up with. So it's a really unique position for us to be in because we're able to step in and step up with the partners in a way that others can't.
So, I mean, I think what both of you said that resonates so much with me is that trusted advisor, that intimate relationship with the customer. And, you know, JD, you pointed to it early on in your career as the customer asks, well, what do I do? The supplier just came in here, gave a great presentation, but is this something that's important to me? Is this, you know, should I do this project? Should I do that project? From the aspect of the customer, we put ourselves in their feet, no matter the size of them, whether it's a large enterprise or, you know, a small and medium-sized business. What benefit does the channel bring to them?
Well, you can't be all things to all people, number one, and there's only so much you can really be an expert in, right? And so I think that customers, coming from a hybrid distribution perspective, customers may be real good at voice. Like that may be all day long, even a transition to UCaaS, right? And they said, okay, we've traditionally done the PBXs. The days of the cutovers are gone. I can move you to the cloud. And a lot of them just walk away after that instead of asking the next question. Hey, what are you doing for security? And what are you doing for CCaaS? What are you doing for TEMS? What are you doing for the next thing? And they don't ask the question, Andrew, because they're scared to. Because they're not equipped to do it. That's where we help. That's where we can come in and say, hey, ask the next question. We got you. We have experts in CX. We have experts in security. We have partnerships with Calero. We can come in and take care of you and go to that next place. Ask the next question. Scott, I think that's the mistake they make every time, but you can't know it all.
So, you know, and Scott, to build on that, upon that, as we begin to think about our entry into the channel, you know, we've done it in an intentional fashion, and you know, are building a program around it. We're not just going at it. You said earlier that it's you don't want to dictate how a customer wants to buy, but we also want to gain we want to gain those relationships. And how are you seeing this, you know, partnership with Intellisys evolve and in the customer relationship?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think it actually tags off of something I would add to JD's answer on the last question in terms of what does the channel offer and what are we willing to do to put into it, which is there's a certain amount of diligence that the master agent and the agent brings. They're bringing to their customers a set of solutions that have been vetted, have been proven, right? So they're not going out and just looking at a huge range of possible voice providers or UCaaS providers or TEM providers. They've got sort of a curated list and they said, hey, we're doing business with this company, with other customers, and they're good, they're solid. So I think from our perspective, when we talk about the investment in the channel, there's sort of two pieces to it. One is investing in relationships with companies like Intellisys, ScanSource, in terms of giving them the materials, collateral, training, information, access that they need to go to their customers and say, hey, this could really benefit you. The second piece of it is we're going to deliver. We are going to deliver to their customers, and we know that that's the most important piece. When we talk about gaining those additional relationships with either customers or sub-agents, agents in this case, it's all about our delivery. And if we stand behind what we say we're going to deliver, then the relationship's going to work out great. I know that. There's no doubt in my mind. It's a lot like dominoes, right? You hit those first couple ones, they start falling down. The channel sees the success that other agents, other customers are having, and it works out well for everybody. The customer, us as a provider, and the channel partner in the middle.
Andrew, I love the word he used, diligence. It's such so spot on. I'd add on to that trust. They know that if they come to us for a solution around TEM and we bring Calero to the table with them, they know it's going to happen. Like there's no, that is not in question. And so it's just like dominoes, like he said. I mean, you knock one or two down and it's, you better put a big quota on your channel leader because he's going to have a fun time here in the next year.
I love big quotas on people. I signed up, done, check that one off.
That's right.
Yeah, so JD, as we are stepping into it as a technology provider within the expense management space, what's your recommendation for us? What should we be thinking about? What should we be doing? What's your recommendation for us?
So a couple things, and I think you're doing a lot of it already. The first thing is show up. You guys are showing up, and you're at Channel Connect, you're at the Amped events. I know as Jason and the team are being built out, that you're spreading out even more. So I think that's half the battle, is showing up. And, you know, the days of the booze cruise are over. It's about education and enablement. We all can afford to go have a drink together. We're going to do that no matter what, right? But at the end of the day, showing up and being on that stage paired with like-minded technology companies that don't do what you do. We're going to put you on the stage with companies at our Amped events and at our shows that have nothing to do with your business, but it makes sense to that customer to ask that next question. So I think that's the first thing. And then I think the next thing is continued investment, truly, in the enablement and education programs, and make sure that you're well equipped to learn those partners. You know, they want to learn from you. And so I think investing there, it will be a very, very important thing. And then ultimately doing fun stuff like this. You guys are different. I knew that the second I met Scott. And I'm excited about where you guys are going. I'm excited about the company. I love being on this podcast. And I look forward to what the future holds for all of us.
What was the tagline? Different is good?
Different is good. These guys always laugh. You can ask Weezer about this. I always say to him, I always say I'm anything but common. I don't want to ever be common.
It's so true, you know, and we talk about, we'll sort of go on a tangent here a little bit, but we talk about our organization and we've rolled out sets of internal sort of values that we believe are important. And the one that I think hits on what you just said, JD, is what we call be real, be authentic, be yourself, have fun, joke. You know, we're not in the day of sitting in, suits and ties, or on the other end of the spectrum, as you said, sitting on a booze cruise. We're sitting there right in there in the middle. We want to have fun. We want to deliver. We want to do business. We want to deliver to our mutual customers. And, you know, having fun along the way is a great way to do it. And I think when you talk about the culture fit between ScanSource, Intellisys, and Calero, that sort of embodies that culture fit.
Well, I mean, they'll never see the footage of us before this call. And they're certainly not going to see the footage of us after this call. But, you know, it's amazing what a little authenticity can do, isn't it? Like immediately you feel it, you know, the camaraderie and, you know, I want to be part of that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think our customers appreciate that. And I think our customers, when we talk about the channel approach, we talk about why we wanted to invest in the channel more heavily than we have in the past. It is about that authenticity and getting those more authentic relationships developed with the customer and the channel partner so that everyone feels like, hey, we're all in this together. We're all shooting for the same target.
Yeah. It's helping our customers evolve. I mean, at the end of the day, this is helping our customers go through the digital transformation journey, get to the cloud, move to SaaS, all the things that they need to go do. For us, that's what we enable from a technology perspective at a core. And, you know, we can take the agents with us, they can take us with them, and there's such a symbiotic relationship of so many different things that they'll have the options to go do, so many different avenues at which now an agent will have visibility into different pieces of spend, different opportunities for them to go capitalize on that they never would have had before.
Yeah. Hey, so I'd like to flip the script a little bit, you know, make my own rules as I normally do. So I actually have a question for Andrew. So, I mean, Andrew, look, you've been in TEM for a number of years, driving historically from the TEM perspective, a bunch of direct sales. We had a lot of agent and channel success in call accounting, and now we're starting to see that shift back towards channel. So I guess from your sort of historic perspective on the TEM side, what do you think is helping drive that? The more traditional TEM services back towards a channel versus direct.
So I think there's two pieces of it. If you go back historically, I think TEM was really complicated and maybe overly complicated from a software and a service perspective and everything that's happened, around that. And it was really hard for a channel partner, whether they be an agent or anybody else, to actually conceptualize what it was and be able to communicate it, because we couldn't help them enough. And so what we've done over the last, 8 or 9 years in terms of evolving the technology, everything that we've brought to bear to help crystallize the value proposition of it, to crystallize how it gets communicated, and the scale at which we have now today makes us so much more channel friendly as a product than we were 4, 5, 6 years ago. And the side benefit of that is it's allowing us to go further down market than we ever have been able to go before because of all of the automation and technology we brought to bear, which again plays so well into the channel, because to JD's point earlier, we're not going to be able to invest and hire 500 salespeople. If I can leverage the channel and leverage the agent community and leverage all of that to go out and attack all of these customers, it is so much scale for us and provides so much opportunity for the agents that's at a different point than where we're at before. And then we layer on top of that with, our latest offering around SaaS, and that is such a channel-friendly product as well. So to me, it all comes down to we now have a solution that is very friendly to the channel, and that's where we weren't before.
Yeah, it's a great answer. It also certainly supports the investment we've made in technology, efficiency around operational delivery from implementation all the way through to BAU to help, to JD's point, make that education step so much easier, which is critical for those agents.
Scott, I'm going to throw out there that I kind of like Andrew asking the questions and not answering them, because he made me feel really, really insignificant right there.
Well, it was not rehearsed, so I will give Andrew credit on that. It was a total out of left field, but it's good. Look, I think from my perspective, Andrew knows. JD, and certainly the historic legacy that Intellisys knows, that I'm a huge believer in channel. And again, not because I don't like direct, but because I don't want to force my customer into doing a business with me in any particular way. I'm super excited about the channel program. Jason, who's leading it for us, I know JD, you like Jason as well, so I think we've got a match there. But, from my perspective, this is all about the customer, making it easy for them to do business with us. So
yeah, I should have checked Jason's references a little more in depth and had a call with JD prior.
Andrew, you should have called me. It's one blip in the radar right there. Yeah, we feel the same way about Calera. We are very excited about this partnership. We think that it is somewhat of a greenfield market, the other way for us, and excited to go to market with you guys. You're good people. You got a great, great offering and a great product, and you're fun to hang out with. So it's going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, thank you guys so much for joining me today. Really appreciate the conversation. JD, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule. This has been fantastic, and we'll see you next time on Dare to Innovate.
Stay on top of the conversation. Like and subscribe to our channel to get notified when our newest episodes release. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Dare to Innovate.